Well, I think the very fact that 12 months on, we are still in a situation where the football club is yet again in danger of another relegation, and the fact that the investment still isn't being made. There's been no attempt to reach out to the fans in any way other than more legal actions. Just shows that this club is going nowhere other than downwards under the current owners. So it is time for change. It really, really is.
Well, to say relationships are all-time low and on the ebb here is unbelievable. Between, as you say, the people who rule and manage the club and supporters who, you know, can't go anywhere else, they're supporters. Their allegiances are to the club. Have you ever known it as bad?
Never, never. And I mean, I've been supporting since I was a child. I'm 53 now. That is a long, long time. There's people have been supporting longer than I have. When you've got two and three generations of the same family who are saying, do you know what, we are not coming back until that family have gone, that is massive. And when you look at how few people are still going into the ground, there's, I think, on average 3,000 home fans at each home game now, and many of those are only there because they have the two-year season ticket deal. So what is it going to look like next season? This is different. It's different to other protests and other situations because it's gone on for so very long. People really have had enough this time. We're not just saying it. We really, really mean it.
How powerless do you feel? And I know that's an awful question, but how powerless do you feel? You had a really good turnout last year for this. You know, there have been further demonstrations earlier on through the past decade. Not much has changed in that. So how powerless as a group of fans do you feel?
It is very frustrating that change comes very slowly, but it will come. And fans must never underestimate how powerful we are if we're united. Quite simply, there is no football club without fans. So, you know, this cannot go on forever. And I would say to anyone who thinks, oh, what's the point? Doing nothing changes nothing. We have to make a stand. It might take a long time, but change is coming. There's things going on behind the scenes. I think the wider public are seeing now, even our politicians are seeing now, just how bad the situation is. It cannot continue indefinitely. The Oystons are not omnipotent, and we must just stand together and don't crack. Let's just keep pushing and we will get there. We absolutely will.
And what do you expect to happen?
I sincerely hope that people will turn out in their thousands, and I really do mean that. There were 30,000 people on the promenade when Blackpool got to the Premier League, and we had the team coming along with the open-top bus, etc.
I was on the bus, I know, I saw
absolutely.
It all.
Absolutely, and it was a fantastic day. There is an awful lot of interest in Blackpool, so even if you're not a football fan, you can't fail to be affected by what has happened to Blackpool and to what has happened to the local community. So this is a community march as well. We are trying to get people from the local businesses, taxi drivers, pub owners, anyone that feels they've been affected by the downturn in the town, which has come on the back of the downturn of the football club. You know, just come and stand with us. If you support a different football club, it doesn't matter. Get your shirt on, get your club's colours on and come and stand fans united. It's really important that for the whole game that we stand and make it clear that as fans, we are just not going to put up with this anymore.
And if people listening, you know, maybe not from the town and think, well, OK, it's just a football club. It's just people. I live about 300 yards from the ground. I saw last year's. I'll probably hear this year's as well. And people do care, don't they? People in the town do care.
Absolutely, they do care. I mean, I've been walking around speaking to people a great deal recently, and we've got a lot of support from people who admit they don't necessarily go, they're not that keen on football as such, but they just think it's awful what has happened. The opportunity that getting to the Premier League gave to the town was enormous, and those opportunities have been allowed to slip away because, unfortunately, we have a family owning a club that put themselves first and not the football. As we've said many times, we know that's not illegal, but it, in my opinion, it should be. And it's absolutely shocking that they've had this great opportunity to do something for the town and have let us all down really, really badly.